Well, Texas is one step closer to preventing bans on hydraulic fracturing operations or fracking in the state. The state Senate passed a measure yesterday to head off local towns and cities that have expressed concern over the potential harm from drilling, and Governor Greg Abbott is expected to quickly sign the bill. Natural gas is a key ingredient of President Obama's plan to wean the country off coal, but of course there are questions about the benefits because the main component of natural gas is methane, which comes with its own problems. Susan Phillips from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports on the climate trade-offs.
A town park may seem a surprising place to find natural gas wells, but this is southwestern Pennsylvania.
Thank you. When you're done. Yep, thank you so much.
I was down the mall. I forgot. I have 90 phone calls. I forgot about you.
All right, that's fine.
Forgot all about it.
All right, thank you so much.
No problem.
A park worker opens a gate for a research crew from Carnegie Mellon University, and their truck makes a quick left past baseball diamonds, tennis courts, and dog walkers.
Beautiful day out here, ain't it? Stay down, Mill. He thinks everybody comes to see her. What are you checking on a well?
Yeah, we're doing some air quality study.
Today, the researchers are in a pristine park in the Pittsburgh suburb of Monroeville, where tucked away behind green fences that would typically hide dumpsters are natural gas wells. They quickly get to work unloading equipment used to track the well site's emissions.
So that green tubing is used to convey nitrous oxide right from the tracer truck to this tripod here that needs to be placed relatively close to the emission source.
The emission that researchers like Mark O'Mara are interested in is methane. They are trying to check as many natural gas wells and production sites as possible to find out just how much of this colorless, odorless gas is leaking. The Environmental Protection Agency recently proposed regulations aimed at cutting methane leaks from new well sites. So why the sudden interest in methane emissions?
This is really a function of the shale gas boom.
Albert Presto is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University and the lead investigator on this study. Presto says methane is not an immediate health threat. It doesn't cause asthma or lung cancer. But it does contribute to climate change.
One of the questions is how much is this new methane source changing the total sort of methane emissions picture?
What would your answer be right now? A lot? A little?
Presto doesn't want to say until he's crunched all the numbers. But here's why that data on methane is so important to how we power our homes. Coal still generates most of the country's electricity, about 40%. But coal pollutes the air and sends carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, contributing to climate change. When power plants switch from coal to burning natural gas, carbon dioxide emissions drop. That's why President Obama's plan to combat global warming relies so heavily on the switch from coal to natural gas. But methane is a greenhouse gas, too, and it can warm the earth a lot faster than carbon dioxide, speeding up the impacts of climate change. Mark Brownstein is with the Environmental Defense Fund.
And so even small leaks across the natural gas supply chain can undo some or all of the climate benefit you think you're getting when you're substituting natural gas for coal.
Scientists have just begun to take a look at this trade-off. A recent study by the University of Texas, and paid for by the Environmental Defense Fund, pointed to a wide disparity in wells, with most leaking relatively little, while others pouring out large amounts of the greenhouse gas.
So inside here we have this is a tilbus. It measures concentrations of ethane.
Back at Monroeville Community Park, researcher Mark O'Mara has tracked down the methane plume from one of the wells. He points to a computer screen that shows all kinds of graphs with little black and red dots popping up in real time. O'Mara says this well is in good shape.
This is less than 10 ppb rise above background. Parts per billion.
Oh, okay.
Imagine if you have a sack of a billion beans and you're only getting 10 out of that.
But these researchers are also seeing the kind of variations in methane leaks at wellheads that the Texas study found.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have seen wild things. Sometimes this is...
wild things, yeah.
Where you see methane almost 60 ppm. So it's unbelievable when you see something like that.
Back in his office at Carnegie Mellon, O'Mara's boss, Albert Presto, tells me most natural gas wells leak less than 1% of their total production. I ask him if that's something to be concerned about.
So, I mean, the thing to think about is that it's less than 1% over huge volumes of natural gas or many numbers of wells. Even if the absolute number is small, it's over a pretty big number of facilities, and then, you know, then you can in aggregate have a lot of emissions.
And with nearly 500,000 natural gas wells dotting the landscape nationwide, Presto says, add it all up, a lot of methane could be flowing into the atmosphere.
And the numbers above about 6% of total production being leaked are sort of climate disaster territory.
That's just one disaster scientists and environmentalists want President Obama to avoid by putting so many of his climate eggs in the natural gas basket. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Phillips.